You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Let's plate this thing, everybody, on a Monday, November 16th, and a Tuesday, November 17th. It is another episode of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast and Network. Matt Derry with you on a victory Monday. Yes, the Lions did win yesterday over the Washington football team 30-27. Contrary to popular belief, it was a W. The Lions ate a W yesterday. And we're brought to you today by Pepsi, made for football watching. This football season will be different. And Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch this season. Pepsi is a refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi made for football watching. All right, on the show today, the latest on Matthew Stafford. The latest on Christian McCaffrey and Teddy Bridgewater. Because the Lions will be playing the Panthers on Sunday, and if the Panthers don't have McCaffrey or Bridgewater, it could be a long day for Carolina. We'll get into that. Also, I want to do a little bit of a recap of yesterday and what it means in the grand scheme of things for the Lions. Also, as always on Monday, Pro Football Focus, top five offensive players, top five defensive players in performance from the Lions win over the WFT, and some disturbing numbers from the snap counts from Sunday, from yesterday. All of that today here on the podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Appreciate all of your comments yesterday, during the game, after the game. It was a bizarre game. Let me start with this. The Lions won. And the Lions are now 4-5 with Carolina coming up next on Sunday on the road. And then, of course, the annual Thanksgiving Day game, this time against the Houston Texans. The Detroit Lions have a chance over the next 2 weeks to not only get to 500 at 5-5, but to get to 6-5 because they will be playing two inferior teams the next 2 weeks. Both teams lost. Yesterday, Carolina got smoked by Tampa Bay at home and didn't have Christian McCaffrey. And the Texans lost a hard-fought 10-7 decision to the Cleveland Browns. It should have been 17-7, but Nick Chubb ran out of bounds at the one-yard line, which actually was a smart move, but for people to bet Cleveland minus 3 or 3.5 or 4, they were a little bit disappointed. But here we sit, 9 games into the season. The team is not where you expect it to be at 4-5. And certainly for some of the fans, there's a disappointment that the team won yesterday. And I'm going to be completely upfront and honest with my audience that listens to Locked On Lions each and every day. And I appreciate you guys listening. And we'll have the Locked On crossover on Thursday. And I'm working on a former Lion for either tomorrow or Wednesday. We're going to get that squared away. So you're listening for Lions content. But where we are is a critical point of Lions fandom because many of you were very hopeful. And Dave Burkett kind of dangled this carrot at the end of last week at Freep.com and the Detroit Free Press. And that was that if the Lions somehow found a way to lose to just an awful football team in Washington, that there would be a chance that the season would be over for Matt Patricia, and a change would be made. And you look at Matt Patricia, and I'll just give you one statistic from my crack research staff when it comes to Matt Patricia and his defenses. Okay, the Lions defense, where they rank over the past 2 years, this covers the last 25 games. So this year and last year. The Lions are 31st in total defense, 31st in passing defense, 24th in rushing defense, and 31st in points allowed. They are second last in 3 of the 4 categories. They are giving up 400 yards per game these first 9 games of this year and the 16 games of last year. 16 plus 9 is 25. They're giving up 28 points per game. So while the team won, and I want to reiterate, yesterday was a win, but the Lions are not getting the job done defensively. I said this on the postgame podcast yesterday. Let me repeat myself. The fact that Alex Smith nearly threw for 400 yards, four bills on you, is downright embarrassing. Did Matthew Stafford step up when need be? Yes. Did the Lions make plays in the last 16 seconds to give themselves a victory yesterday, including a Matt Prater field goal of 59 yards? Absolutely they did. And they are doing some good things. This is not the worst team in the NFL. We've seen worse. The Lions have played some terrible teams. Jacksonville, Atlanta, Washington. All right, this week, if they face Philip Walker instead of Teddy Bridgewater and Mike Davis instead of Christian McCaffrey, they absolutely should win that football game and continue to fight for this final couple of playoff spots. Because in year five of your GM and year three of your coach, you should be actually not just fighting for playoff spots, you should be in that conversation automatically and not always be in that category of outside looking in or still in the hunt, in the mix, in the hunt. Tired of being in the hunt. Yesterday you led 24-3. You did some good things. DeAndre Swift's hurling defenders. Matthew Stafford's firing the ball deep to Marvin Hall and Marvin Jones. Everson Griffin and Jamie Collins played really well yesterday. You have the best punter in the league and one of the best kickers in the league. Yet you're still below 500, and we're in mid-November. But it was a win. It was a win. And like I said, I'm going to shoot you straight. The listenership for this show is down this year because for a lot of you, you're not listening every day anymore. You don't care. The tweets I got yesterday at Derry Speaks and at Locked On Lions, my goodness, many of you are rooting against this football team. You want this Quinn and Patricia era so over so fast that you were hopeful that Washington was going to complete the comeback and hand the Lions a sixth loss. So, you know, I get it. I understand. I'm just saying this season is far from over. I'm not giving up. I'm not ready to say they suck, fire everybody. Do I think, what I understand, if Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia got fired next week, let's say the Lions get on to Carolina and lose 50-0. Would that be fireable for Patricia? Of course. Of course. Because he hasn't shown much of anything. I just read you the stats. Those are his defenses. That's his expertise. There's no more excuses anymore about how cancer's in the locker room. They got rid of all those guys. These are all his guys. These are all Quinn's guys. And it's not good. It's not a good scene at all. But they've got potential. They have some players. What if they get Galladay back? Especially on offense. I like DeAndre Swift a lot. I love what I'm seeing from him. Get him the football more. Again, that's like pulling teeth. Between never-ending laundry cycles and incoming emails, you've got plenty on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to worry about. Let DoorDash take care of your next meal. You want Chinese food, pizza, someone craving frozen yogurt? There's something for everyone at DoorDash. All right, especially now, come Wednesday, our restaurants are going to be shut down for dine-in. Carry out with DoorDash and take care of the local businesses. All right? Support your favorite restaurants on DoorDash. It's the app that brings you food you're craving right now, right to your door. It's easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia that you can support. Your local go-tos, Chipotle, Wendy's, Cheesecake Factory, whatever, they've got it at DoorDash. All right? So, my listeners at Locked On Lions, you can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code Locked On. That's LOCKEDON, Locked On. That's $5 off your order and zero delivery fees when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code LOCKEDON. All right? It's DoorDash, folks. They are the best. Also, got to tell you about Pepsi. Tonight, yes, it's Bears and Vikings. Does it get any better than Bears and Vikings? Who are we rooting for tonight? We're rooting for Minnesota to win so the Lions can catch Chicago, right? Well, tonight, what are you going to do? You're going to watch the game? You're going to be a member of the League of Football Watchers with Pepsi. Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people can ever play pro football. But instead, you can join the League of Football Watchers, all right? Pepsi is a refreshment you need to power through your game day and Monday Night Football tonight. Get yourself some Pepsi, some snacks, and get in front of the TV tonight at 8:20. We know we can't go out anymore. Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. All right, so Ian Rappaport reporting today that Matthew Stafford indeed had x-rays done on his injured thumb. Matt Patricia would not comment on the Stafford thumb injury, but x-rays, according to Ian Rappaport, were negative. And Matthew Stafford even said to Dan Miller today at Fox 2, look, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to play, which is great news for the Lions. They desperately need Matthew Stafford. We know that. And so that is obviously very good news. As far as this weekend, it appears, according to reports, that Teddy Bridgewater had an MRI in his knee, but his status uncertain for Sunday for Carolina, while Christian McCaffrey is likely out for Sunday. Panthers coach Matt Rhule expressed optimism last week that McCaffrey with a shoulder injury would only miss one game, but the 3-7 Panthers and Rhule said today, McCaffrey likely would not play Sunday and that he's week to week. If Bridgewater can't play, the Panthers will go with P.J. Walker or Will Greer. Both guys played for Matt Rhule. Walker at Temple played for Matt Rhule. We'll see. I'll tell you this right now. If Christian McCaffrey somehow plays on Sunday, the Lions have no chance. No chance. Because he will go for 300 or 400 yards of total offense against the Lions. Christian McCaffrey's unreal. But the shoulder injury, everything else, week to week, doesn't sound good. Rhule said nothing has changed today with McCaffrey that it would make him think that he won't play, that he would play on Sunday. But it doesn't sound good for McCaffrey this weekend. Now, you never know. It's early in the week. Chris Mortensen of ESPN says they think he's likely going to be out on Sunday. Mike Davis would continue to start for the Panthers if McCaffrey can't go, but he suffered a finger injury yesterday. Carolina stinks. They're 3-7. They really played well 2 weeks ago in Kansas City and nearly stole one from the Chiefs. But yesterday they got absolutely slaughtered by the Tampa Bay Bucks. And we'll get more on the Panthers certainly on Thursday. But I want to just reiterate, if Christian McCaffrey somehow plays and is healthy Sunday, forget it. I'll call this shot on Monday. The Lions have no chance of slowing him down. If they can't stop J.D. McKissick, how do you think they're going to stop Christian McCaffrey? And speaking of the defense and yesterday, and I want to get to the Pro Football Focus grades in a second, but what I found very interesting about yesterday was the snap counts for the Lions' defensive starters. Not a surprise, Daron Harmon, Desmond Trufant, and Jamie Collins played every down. 100% of the snaps yesterday. The Lions defense played 88 snaps. Those three guys played every snap. But a couple surprises that should tell you a little something about this football team. Number one, Jayron Kearse played 80 of the 88 snaps, 91%. This was a guy that was picked up to be a special teams maven for the Lions in the offseason, signed to a very small contract. Yet Jayron Kearse is playing strong safety, more snaps than Tracy Walker, and many, many more snaps than Will Harris. Tracy Walker played 41% of the snaps. Kearse played 91%. Will Harris played 5% of the snaps. Will Harris played four snaps yesterday. Four. And the issue that I have with this is the following. The Lions drafted Tracy Walker in the third round. The Lions draft in the fourth round. The Lions drafted Will Harris in the third round. The Lions drafted Jeffrey Okuda in the first round, number three overall. Do you know that Jeffrey Okuda played 34 snaps yesterday? 34 out of 88. Amani Oruwariye played 54. Justin Coleman played 80. And Desmond Trufant played every snap. That's a problem. And I'm not really saying Okuda's a bust. I'm not going to go there. But when you draft somebody number three overall, and your goal is to improve and make the playoffs, and play meaningful games in December, and this kid's playing 39% of your 100%, 39 out of 100%, 39 out of 100, basically, 34 out of 88. 39% of your defensive snaps on a bad defense, and he can't get on the field? I got problems with that. Huge problems with that. Oh, and by the way, you re-signed Christian Jones to a multi-year free agent deal. He played 22% of the snaps. Jelani Tavai is a second-round pick at middle linebacker. And with Jared Davis out due to COVID, or he's on the COVID list, Jelani Tavai yesterday played 12% of the snaps, 11 out of 88. What an indictment on Bob Quinn. We got second-round picks, third-round picks, multi-year free agents, first-round picks. And these guys can't even get on the field on a defense that is near last in the league in many categories. Gosh, that sucks. Now, Romeo Okwara, he's playing well. Jamie Collins played excellently. I thought Desmond Trufant played pretty well yesterday, other than the pass interference call that I thought was BS. But what an indictment on Bob that these guys that you count on, that you spend high draft picks on, that you spend money on, they don't play. You can't get on the field on this defense? You must be really bad. How did they do yesterday according to Pro Football Focus? We will tell you that. Coming up next, first, we got to tell you about Built Go. Are you trying to break through that wall? Do you need energy during the day? Are you tired of those energy drinks or protein bars that you can't really, you know, chew and eat because you're working, you're doing stuff? I'm telling you, the solution to break through your wall is Built Go. It is the healthy replacement for that energy drink. But the energy's not fake. It's lasting and natural. I love Built Go, and you should love it too. It's a gel that tastes really good. All right? So you want to break through that wall, whether it's mental or physical, you get yourself a Built Go. It's easy. It's 1.5-ounce packages. You put them in your briefcase, your back pocket, your bag, whatever you need. Take it with you to the gym. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. It's 5-hour energy without that same crash feeling. It's awesome. Three delicious flavors of Built Go. Chocolate coconut, chocolate mint, I've had them all, and my favorite, peanut butter honey. All right, Built Go combines energy gel with collagen protein. They got a little kick of caffeine. The stuff makes you look better, too. It makes you feel better. Go to their website, builtgo.com. Use the promo code LOCKED, L-O-C-K-E-D, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED for 20% off at builtgo.com. Let's go. Lions and Panthers coming up on Sunday. Who will step up for Detroit? How will they do in Carolina on the road and then have the short week before the Thanksgiving Day game against Houston? And by the way, stop reading people on Twitter and on social media telling you that the Lions and Texans game should be flexed out and there should be better games on Thanksgiving. The Lions are Thanksgiving. Do not take that from us. Stop ripping on the Lions. The Lions play at 12:30 on Thanksgiving every year. It's an amazing tradition. Stop. Any haters out there, stop it. Seriously. Lions and Cowboys play on Thanksgiving. That's a tradition. Zip it. Okay. Top five performers on offense and defense, according to our friends at ProFootballFocus.com for yesterday's win over the football team, 30-27. Number one, DeAndre Swift on offense, 78.8. No question about it. He was fantastic yesterday. Near 150 yards of total offense. Get him the ball. Marvin Jones Jr., second at 77.2. 8 catches, 96 yards. Huge catch would set up the game-winning field goal by Prater. Marvin Jones is playing good football as of late. I was talking to my friend Stephanie about that today. She is a Marvin Jones fantasy football owner. Matthew Stafford, third, 73.6. Adrian Peterson came in fourth at 72.7. And a big surprise here, the highest rated offensive lineman on the Lions and a top five PFF performer yesterday, none other than Odey Obuchi, filling in at right guard for Joe Dahl and Halapulavati Vaitai at 71.8. On defense, Amani Oruwariye. I'm not going to say Mike Ford at 79.1. He played four snaps. Can we stop with that? Amani Oruwariye, number one, 70.7. Daron Harmon got a 70, was second. Everson Griffin, 66.5, was third. Yes, he only played 11 snaps, but Jelani Tavai, fourth, 65.3, and Jamie Collins at a 62.1, tied with John Pennacini. You know what's crazy? John Pennacini plays hard. He was like a six-round pick. He isn't bad. We could talk about the drafts and the mistakes and everything else. John Pennacini was a good value pick for the Lions in the sixth round this year. He's played pretty well. So those are your performers on defense. Lions, Panthers coming up Sunday. Stay with us all week. We're going to catch up with a former Lion either tomorrow or Wednesday. I'm confirming it later today. And then Locked On Panthers, we'll get the crossover on Thursday. Enjoy Monday Night Football tonight, everybody. Stay safe, please. And go Lions.